So I'm holding, we're holding a positive verb despite that's a ratio thing. No? That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Despite that's a ratio. Pirush. The Amrinon cause of Echor Eimim V'yer Hashem Sinai because of Echor Eimim V'na Shemaim V'yibati Mochem. U'mishani. Shehakoyl. So basically the Goyen is addressing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu grabs us in two different ways with this Mahalach. One is Smoil Tatsarashi, one is Minat Habkein. Pirish. I mean, because of Echor Eime Ve'yed Hashem Al Har Sinai. Because Echor Eime Shain Vati Vachem. This is, I guess, more important. The Goyen is, says, okay, we're talking here about Har Sinai. We're talking about the Kirvot Har Sinai. And the introduction to it was some Kuni Bashishu Shachim Tapochim. You know, we started Ve'anah Be'sayayin. And Klal Yisrael is now ready for Kabbalah Torah. They have the Achanas for it. They have the Shnei Yishim and so on. Now, the etzem act of Chibur and Dveikus and Sinai is described with two Lashayis. Smoil Tatsarashi, Minot Habkei. Smoil Tatsarashi, Pirish, Dad Minon, Kosev Echel, Mieda, Shema, Sinai, Kosev Echel, Meshwain, Dibet, Dibet, Dibet. So the Gemara asks a Stira, we have two Psukim, what was the nature of the Dibur and Sinai? One pasuk is that the nature was Vayered Hashem Har Sinai, and one is Hashem Dibarti. Umeshani Shakoil Hamin Hashemayim Vayedibo Hoye Yoytzim Aretz. It was Koil and Dibur. Koil came to Hashemayim, and Dibur became Mefurish Pash Veschana. Min Hashemayim Mishnach Es Koiloi Liasreka Val Aretz Harach Es Isha Gdoila Udvarav Shemata Mitoicha Eish Vechulu. So again, you have the Min Hashemayim Mishmeach Es Koilo Yasrecha. On the Aretz, you have the Eish HaGdoilo and Dvar Shemata Tocha Eish. And then Mrs. Torah is called Eish Das Lomoi. That is, it is Eish Shochar, Agav Eish Lovon. Are a Kol Min Hashemayim V'Dibu Min Aretz. So you have Kol Min Hashemayim V'Dibu Min Aretz, reinforces that Nakuda. And then he said, he brings you on the bottom. That's what Kai saw complaining. So again, they said two things. And then So you have them lined up, and Koil is Yimin, and Dibur is Smoil. Vezeo, Smoil of Tatsaroishi is the Dibur, Shebom in Aretz, Yimin is Shakoil, Tchapkein in Hashemayim. So a lot of things here. Look at Akhav HaKadosh. So first of all, let's talk about the music of one being small, one being Yimin. We spoke about a little bit less than that Paul Socrates. The koil is something that doesn't have any have sakis. The koil is something that is it's something which is one big unit. No chilukit varim. It's klolius. And when I say this person screamed, this person cried, this person burst out laughing, it's a klolistic mood that uncovers everything. And we are taifis in Yanim and Hashemayim in ways that are klolistic. The Rambam says that we heard a koil, but we couldn't make out the particular diburim from the koil coming from Hashemayim. He says obviously with a different signal, but that's what he says. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Min HaShemayim aspect of Torah came across to us koildik, very, very kind of detached from us. We could just get a general sense of it. The Prote Dinim of Torah came about, that's called Min HaAretz. In other words, when it comes down to our world, tachlis, how does that apply? Lemarshal, let's take it very simple. A person comes to me crying, or a person is very emotional, he's talking, and I tell him, okay, tachlis, what do you want me to do? Tachlis, what are your options? Tachlis, what would you like me to do? In other words, the Aretz is the world of tachlis, and there I need to have specific gedarim. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says you should be a good person, you should not be a bad person, that's koyldik. Tachlis, what does that mean? Eating what makes a bad person, eating what makes a good person, when, what, when and how. So you have koyl, and you have, and that's why koyl is identified with ri'iyah. Min ha-shamayim mishmachas koyloi li'asreka. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the koyl is not, the koyl is not educational itself, but it gives, it more the person to do right. And then re'ia, seeing things specifically, and understanding specifically, that's called the So the dvar of shamata mitocha eish, just like eish is a kli for re'ia, which is a more specific inyan, and that's why Torah is called an eish, a black eish on a white eish, and so on. Therefore, you have, that's the interplay of the two. The min is, that's a pchina of chesed. It's as hashpa as it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't really have shaykhis to our world. The smoil has shaykhis to our specific mitzias. And that's why it's midas hadin. It still suit a very specific mitzias. That's briefly what he's trying to say. I want to be medayik some more specific things in the pasuk that are shaykh to it. First of all, the aver that connects the smoil is tachas l'roishi. The smoil is that which is under the roish. It's something which has shaychas to the roish dafka. The min is a chibuk. The difference is when I have a close chaver, so there's a hargasha of chibur and dveikas and so on, which is klaliistic, or we would call maybe from the heart. And there aren't any words to describe this person, how wonderful he is and how this he is and that is. My hagash of ava for that person. The roish is taifas things, very, very sikhlistic, with gedarim, definitions, formulations. So the olam of in the chibuk of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the yamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a chibuk, it's a klaliistic kesha, and the smoil is something which is something that has in itself chiluki devarim, chiluki depurim, clearly defined areas and so on. That's the difference between smoil and yamin in the terms of harim echadik. There's another nekudah also. It says smoil tachas l'roishi. Adam, Yisrael, has, I don't know how to say it correctly, but has the upper hand when it comes to being machriya in Yanei Torah of Yisechel. Bezen Shel Maila says, let's take a look in Bezen Shel Mata, and let's see what they and what they pass it. So in a certain sense, smoyle is tachas l'roishi. My head lays above it. So I mean, leva shemaimi, Torah, this chelik of Torah, the chelik of chilukei diburim, chilukei dvarim, was given to us, and we have to make of it. We have to make Torah out of it, and it's up to us. The Yamin is called Kula Kadosh Baruch Hu's doing. That's the premise of it, and so on. So any chelik lamashal, the chelik of Torah that is not halacha and so on, that's something that belongs to Shemayim. And the more it's shaykh to that, so it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's pu'ula. So the smoil is ki'ilu kaf of the reish, the smoil is tachas the reishi, but the yamin, it's totally free in its pu'ula, and it's yamin is rabkeini. So those are all the different inyanim that are fall in line with this over here.
Are there other places where, like, how else do we see these concepts that smile is like, the pratius and the amen is the kolius, or smile is more, I guess, concrete din versus amen is. Where else, like, how else do we see these things?
In many years, let's take one example, the difference between halacha and agada. The word halacha means to walk. Walking is done in discrete steps. Step one, step two, step three. Agada comes from the word negida, which is to flow. Flowing is continuous without chilukim. So din, halacha is referred to as din, the dinim of the Torah. It's din because din is very defined. It has very, very clear boundaries. Darim, that's the nature of din, as opposed to the Ava Rava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is just a kolistic Ava that he brings on us.
Where do we see that it's left versus right?
So that we know. We know that Midas din is left, is smoil. That's ubiquitous like that. And Midas Rachmim is a chesed is yimin. That's always. It says it a million places. But al kopanim, la'olam yehei smoil deicha v'yamin mekarev. So the Gemara means over there that the level of, I guess, the strength of richuk should be it should be the smile dick versus in the Pasha Pshat Gemara, you should have more kiruv than richo. But that's correct. That is the correct. But it implies by extension that the mucker for this is this, the mucker for this is this. I mean, that's just by the nature of the way it's written.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So all of these fall into the same Vizeo Smile Tasoreshi, Shehu Hadibur. Shebo mina aretz v'yemina shehu akoil tichab keni mina shemayim. So the kedusha of the kedusha of the shemayim is the chab keni and the kedusha comes to the aretz is all. Specifically, is Yemin. Let's take a look at the 187 in his Haaretz.
Yeah.
Amavu b'divrei Rabbeinu b'chiddush Agadas brachos shatayr shebiksav es b'chinas ruach tashav b'chinas nefesh. Ayin lo perek alfa 99 b'divrei Rabbeinu b'yur tukun azar shebetchil nemek asasi b'divrei echad. So the Goyen says, you bring it on the Gemara, that all the dibbas was said as one, and then there was a period. The fizi toch liin akolva dibu hu shakol mashakol mitchil yibechad, but dibu mashchazar part. Which you can dig zchot v'cheinu mashmos dvar merabeinu b'chaya, but mavur b'dvar sham shebekoy lohei lisol shmiya b'avana b'leiv. So a again, I mean, there seems to be some sort of stage one where you have a klali sticker, like a dibur is kol everything, and dibur itself they have prot. Now he brings va'ayim amorei chachma, which is Ramchal, the bir nusat v'shoshana. Now shemayim ishmatam kol lechav v'nesam bar palei toyar. Tchilo hisigu hakol hanevui nimshach miroim kol madregas. First, there was zeichut to the kol nevui, which comes from the high of the madregas. So the highest dagger is koil, because ayin re'ia means some sort of tfis on our part, and that doesn't exist. So first they had the koil, v'zeh min ha'shayim v'chulu, v'chakach nigla b'tmunas nevuyos ad l'bush v'kar ha'palatar. Then they first began to have some sort of picture. So the kol has no tmuna. The dibur has a tmuna. And like we're explaining why, because once something is nitfas at the seichel, it's the b'chinas dibur as opposed to the b'chinas kol. And it's b'chinas ria as opposed to the kolos of shmiya. Ria gives, when I see something, I'm the one that sees it. I feel that I understand and know. I'm not going to, so if I see a table in front of me, you tell me it's not a table, I'm not going to trust you. My shenkin dibur is be'ikr what you're telling me. I'm being soymich on you, I'm going to say this. And that's really what I'm sort of relating to. And therefore, it's not me in control and it's not me understanding. So al kaponim, by Maimon HaSinai, you have the two. You have first there was a gilui of koil, which is higher than tmunus. It's beyond tmunus, and that we had no shaykhs to batsim, but we needed it to give us the sense of the beyond, to give us the pnimius, what we need to be taifis in a certain way, versus having it in Ria and Tunis, which is something that is a little bit more nitfas. It has in itself already the ability to, so it was takar pale toyer, which means wasn't clear the burim, it's because it's takarish baruchu, but it's already a different dagger where I can bring it down to. That's one beard that he has up here.
Does this work together with the Mishnah that says Shleim Shalchu v'Hira v'Vana, that they have to sit down and be made the three Dayanim because the Dibur is necessary, you know, the Dibur precedes the Re'ia?
So the Gemara says over there, Batsim Shaloite Shmir Bel Re'ia, it can't be a matziv where Dayanim are seeing something in front of them and they don't, you know, and then that the Eidim come and tell to them, that's better. But the logic behind it is because over there, the Dibur, as I said, the Dibur of the Eidim is supposed to be a picture. Real Dibur is a commentary. It's like a caption under a picture. I'm telling you, you know, Reuven keeps knocking Shimon all the time. It's because Reuven's got a problem, he's got a complex, he's trying to get him unhinged, he's trying to do this, trying to do that. So, you know, Edim are really recreating. Shimon Yaakov Dava means they sort of recreate the Metzias that they saw. So that the Gemara says, because Tachlis, that creates the Metzias of the thing in front of you. Dibur is something that is Dibur is an interpretation, it's an understanding, it's something along those lines.
But the Dayanam do need to sit down and say Edus, right? So even though what you mean,
over there, what happened is, I mean, Ra'ush, it depends if the Dayanam see it when they could be down on it, or if they saw it at night, they came down to the moon, then they need to have Edim. Because the next morning, that's already, then it's a haggadah and it doesn't work. But if, as they, that's what Gemara says, if they saw the moon, and you know when it was happening, Shaitei Shmigdal Maria. Okay. Pirish base. Smoil Tassarashi Be'eza Avin is Avat Shriznach Masa Sheyeh Smoil Tassarashi. So now he's explaining that this is, from our part, what it is that we're Mis'ava for. So he says, a Mis'ava, that the Smoil is with Tassarashi, that's one. V'oidani Mis'ava Sheyeminat Chapkeini. So in a certain sense, the order here is correct in the sense that it's going from Lamata Lamala. I want the smart asaroshi and the oyinim savashim chapkeini. Vayinya koyal shmeis mimluyim. Ki b'shiva soyom l'shosh ha-shchinadayin adyem shmini shehikriv arim ba'atzma. So in the miluyim, when there was ashros ha-shchina, you had two stages. You had 7 days of miluyim, there was no ashros ha-shchina, there was a hoida. Yem shmini, when Aaron was karev, that's when you had the shchina shayach. Why? Bekor lemoishe smoil midargi de levi. Bezehu mitachas roishi v'ashas ha-shchina. So Gaon says a big chiddush here, that in a certain sense, Moshe in this instance was of a lower darga than Aaron, because klapa Aaron levi is a darga of midas adin, versus Aaron's darga of Koyen, which is Yimin. Vizehu tichapkeini. Ozig dila ava ma'oid asher da shchina, but Hashem olay asem mishka. So you have over here the beginning of Kahuna. Let's talk a little bit about this. What he's saying here seems to be a very big chiddush. But there are chlal, we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu is koil all the b'chinas and so on. So it's true that Levi is midas hadin, that says mefurish, Sarah says it. Levi's job is tahara shmira. He's shame of the mikdash. The Levi's job is to keep watch of the mikdash that it not become defiled. That is classic midas hadin. It's a shmira, it's a hero, so on and so forth. The Levium, it says, v'tihartem, and the Kohanim, it says, v'kidashtem. Aaron is called Ish Chasidecha. Levi Oma, Tumech V'rechel Ish Chasidecha. The Urim V'tumim is going to go to the Chasid of Levium. So in Shevet Levi, Din, Tara, Shmira, etc., all goes on Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi has a gvul, how long he can be Misharis, till he's Chamishim. It's a cutoff line. The Kohen has no gvul, unless he's a Valmum, unless he's lacking in covet and so on. But the point about Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chur is Kohel everything. So I think the point is like this. Because the malacha in the Mishkan, the avoid in the Mishkan, was meant to be through Aaron HaKoyen, so Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Ovid as a Koyen these 7 days. Since these 7 days were a Chana for Leviya, so just like the Leviya are always making for the Kohanim, so Moshe Rabbeinu functioned as B'Toras Levi, not B'Toras Koyen. I mean, there were dargis that he did plenty of things as a Koyen. But in the Kloyistic picture, since Kahuna was given to Aaron, V'Rochim was somewhat B'Liboy, so Aaron HaKoyen was supposed to function with that. So Moshe Rabbeinu functioned within Zayin Yimei Meluim as a Levi. The Zayimim Luyim was a chana for Aaron HaKoyen. So even though technically it was Makir Kabonis and so on, but the word is, it belonged to a type of Shaykh Savet. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Koyel everything, but he was acting as the senior Levi. That was his, that's what it was acting as. So we made the design. So in the Avodah itself of the Mishkan, you had two things. You had Avodah, those are halachas, those are dinim, and whether or not the Shekhinah comes, there's a chiyuv to do the melacha, the Avodah, doesn't help the fact that, you know, and that's midinei mihilchis Avodah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a seder of korbanos, so they did. Iron Akoyin, Hashem Kishon says of Viki, the story of Kishon Shal Aaron, Kishon Shal Aaron. Aaron Akoyin's job was to be Mamshir Shchina, and that's why he was disappointed with Aaron Shosh Shchina. And then when he came there, that's when Levi told him, Lekat Nivcharta, that up till now, there's no Aaron Shosh Shchina, because I'm doing that for you. You were chosen to be one of those Mamshir Shchina. Now, and that's why this will happen for 7 days. It's happened for the eighth day. 7 days is part of the Metzias HaTeva. It's part of the, the Mahalach HaOilam. And that type of Kedusha is extremely regimented. It's halachis, it's dinim. You do what you're supposed to, that's it. The eighth, the Shemini, is always a beyond, you know, that type of yin. And the Mela that goes me'ala me'evil. And that was the eighth day. That belonged to Aaron HaKohen in this case over here. So the second shot of the grade is that we're talking about everything from what we wanted. It's still a monologue coming from us. We'd say we would like to have Smoil Pasarashi, which is some chibur and some dibuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's still not full and overwhelming. And then I would like it to be Minat Chabkeni. And the representation the Goyim says of it is, the representation of it is the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash that Levi did, which belongs to Smoil. And it came to its head when they did all the dinim that was supposed to do this in Zayin and Lulim. And that's that. And then you have Aaron HaKohen's Hamshach, where he's Mamshich Hashpo Melomai L'Shamon, which now becomes That's the way, that's the second shot of being. Okay, we'll hold it here. Okay, good.
Okay, thank you very much, Rabbi. Have a wonderful week.
Okay, you too. Take care. Bye.